Hancock County Veterans Service Office Executive Director Nicole Coleman. And Nicole, this is big news and very, very good news, I would imagine, for local veterans.
It is. Yeah, it will be fantastic to have a clinic in Findlay with a primary care physician and mental health services. For right now, our veterans are traveling to Lima or Toledo or Marion, and that's where they're going to get those services. And so having those services available right here, they're going to be in the old Social Security Administration building,
right,
and they anticipate opening early summer. So,
and
not too far away.
Yeah. So how much contact did you have with the VA to know that this was coming, or did you find out about this along with everybody else on Friday?
No. So we found out probably about 6, maybe even 9 months ago.
Wow. So this has been in the works for quite some time.
Right. But they were working to find the right location.
Mm. I think the most important thing, and from your standpoint, you can kind of share your thoughts, but I thought the fact that mental health services will be one of the primary things that will be available through this clinic, I think is particularly invaluable.
Yeah, it is. So the VA uses telehealth services for a lot of the mental health services, but there also are a lot of people who don't like using telehealth when it comes to their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And so that meant that, you know, if they were going to have a 1-hour counseling session or a 30-minute appointment with a psychiatrist, they would be driving 45 minutes to an hour one way, which meant a half a day off of work.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for the retired people, still a half a day of their time. And so having that service available locally is going to be a huge benefit for the veterans.
Now, there will be things that people will still have to go to one of the main centers for. This will be a clinic and outreach of the Ann Arbor VA center, right?
Correct. So this is just primary care, mental health, and I don't have the press release in front of me, so I can't remember what there are four or five things that they're mm-hmm. going to offer.
Yeah.
But for those who are listening, who are veterans that use the VA healthcare system, you know that a VA medical center has multiple satellite clinics, and once you are enrolled in the VA healthcare system, whatever medical center you are enrolled in, you can only use the satellite clinics associated with that hospital.
I see.
So for example, like you said, this is a clinic that is a satellite of the Ann Arbor Hospital. So a good majority of the veterans who live in Hancock County use the Toledo Clinic, which means they're enrolled in the Ann Arbor VA healthcare system.
Mm.
So the detail I'm trying to find out right now is, what is that process going to look like for them to request to transfer to Findlay?
That's what I was going to ask. What do we still not know about how this will all play out?
So that is the big thing that I'm trying to assess right now. The other thing is, for the veterans who live in Hancock County who use Marion, they are enrolled in Columbus, and if they use Lima, they're enrolled in Dayton.
Mm.
If they want to use Findlay, they are going to have to transfer to the Ann Arbor Hospital. And then once they transfer to the Ann Arbor Hospital, all of their records, everything will be electronically transferred, so the new doctors will have access to everything. But where that becomes sticky or challenging for the veteran and their families to navigate is if they have several specialists, meaning an oncologist and a lot of the different specialties, that might be something that they're not going to be interested in making that change because they have a relationship with these multiple doctors.
Yeah. So there might still be some, I don't want to say glitches in the system, but there are other considerations that will have to be taken into account. But I would think more than anything, this also will be able to make this more accessible for veterans who have, to this point, not availed themselves of some of these VA services that they would otherwise be eligible for because of travel concerns and that kind of thing.
Yes, and that is exactly what we are hoping, is that the veterans who don't currently use the VA healthcare system, who live in Hancock County, will start using it. And not just Hancock County. I mean, it could be the Seneca County veterans. I would assume Wood County. I mean, they could either go towards Toledo or towards Findlay. Mm-hmm. But it really is going to simplify it, the travel process, for the veterans in Hancock County and Seneca County.
And I would imagine also it will relieve some of the backlog of cases, because I know the VA in recent years has been criticized for long wait times and the availability of services and getting veterans in for timely care.
Yes, I do think that that is part of why the VA is looking at where do they need more clinics to help offset that backlog.
So some, like you said, there are some details or some information that still has yet to be fleshed out. How soon do you expect to be able to have some of those answers for veterans who may have questions, some of the questions that you just raised?
I'm hoping in the next 6 to 8 weeks to have had more meetings and details delivered from the VA Medical Center out of Ann Arbor.
Again, this is one of the functions of the Veterans Service Office, is to be able to coordinate all of that information. You have those meetings, you have those conversations, you have those contacts to be able to get that information to local veterans.
Right. Yeah, we are working behind the scenes all the time to make sure that we're staying on top of any changes with disability benefits, health care benefits, mental health needs that veterans have in our community. So this is one of the things, and we're really excited about this change coming.
So with all of that in mind, again, very good news for local veterans, and like you said, this clinic going to be opening fairly quickly. What should veterans who might be impacted by this, what should they be doing right now? Anything?
I don't think that there's anything that anyone needs to do right now. Okay. But what I will say is, if there are veterans who are not enrolled in the VA healthcare system, take advantage of this time to get enrolled, kind of get that process started. And our office will do all of the paperwork, we'll submit the paperwork, and help answer the questions you have in the meantime.
Well, that was going to be my next question then. How do they begin that process?
Yep, that's the best way, is call our office to schedule an appointment, 419-424-7036. Or you can look at information on our website, which is hancockveterans.com.
And we have that linked up at our webpage as well. Again, Hancock County Veterans Service Office Executive Director Nicole Coleman with us this morning. Good news from the VA about this new outpatient healthcare clinic coming to Findlay, hopefully early part of next year. Nicole, thanks very much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.